This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Freud has entered the chat today because we're talking about actor Marlon Wayans. He says he never got married because he didn't want his mom to be jealous. So he recently did an exclusive interview with the New York Times, and it was during this conversation that he started talking about the death of his parents. He said, "You know what's crazy? My mother's death broke me. It shattered me into a million pieces because that was my girl. I never got married because I never wanted my mother to be jealous of a woman. I never wanted my mother to feel second to any woman. That was one of five reasons, and mom was very needy. I told my mother on her deathbed, I never got married because I always wanted you to be my number one girl. Those were my last words. I said, take that to heaven with you."
Wow.
Is that
like
healthy?
I don't know, man. I would say it wouldn't work for me. That feels like so personal to him that it's hard for me to have an opinion on it, because if that's somehow he was connected to his mom in a way that he feels like it would do something to him that he wouldn't be able to look at himself or his life the same, I can't knock him for that. That's his personal thing. But I would imagine your mother would be happy to see you in that space, happy with somebody else. But I don't know.
Yeah, like, is he putting that on his mom, or did his mom put that on him?
That's a good question. Because maybe you just don't want to be married.
Yeah, like, and it sounds like a really good excuse. Like, I just love my mother so much that I just couldn't get with any other woman and make her the number one priority in my life. But it does feel, and I think, Cassie, you've used that term before, where it's like emotional enmeshment, where it feels like you can't really quite separate the feelings that a mother has for their son versus like what they would have for a romantic partner, because they're not getting that from the romantic partner in their life. So it does strike me as like, not that there's anything wrong with prioritizing your mom, but it does feel like there's something deeper there.
It always strikes me as a red flag, because I think there's one thing about caring for your parents because you're a family and you want to be there to support family members versus being the sole go-to person. And when the roles flip and the child becomes the parent, right? And so now as a child, you're responsible for your mom's feelings. So you're never going to get married. That's emotional incest. And it may be mom's fault. It may be a codependency thing. It may be the kid's fault. But that's just, that is, I feel bad because the kid is like, Marlon's putting his life on hold for his mom. His mom got to live all those experiences and have a shot at all of it. And now he can't because he's worried about how she would feel. Whether or not she asked for it, it makes me a little sad.
As women, I wonder how would y'all feel if you met the guy who was like the guy of your dreams and this was his reasoning for not wanting to marry you?
Then he's not the guy of my dreams.
Yeah. Bingo.
And also, as a mother, if my son told me that, I'd be crushed.
I'd be devastated.
I would be like, I did something so wrong that made you feel like you weren't able to live your life because of me. And that guilt would, I would carry that forever.
Yeah, make me number two. All right, somebody's outfit was so bad at the Met Gala that they allegedly got banned from ever getting invited again. So I was on TikTok yesterday and somebody was reading some blind items, which if you don't know what those are, they're basically like anonymous tips about things that go on in the celeb world, but they're all unconfirmed. Like, they put them out with some tips so you kind of know who people are talking about, and then it's up to the people reading them to guess what's going on and who it was written about.
Ooh, let's decide for the clues.
So these are some Met Gala mysteries. So blind item number one, the ban was lifted for this A-list celebrity after several years. A few years back, he was drunk and Coca-Cola'd out of his mind. Mm. He got drunk this year though, And I'll tell you who the general public thinks that it is. But Kristen, I know you're a Met Gala fan. Do you have any guesses?
Ed Sheeran?
No, I don't think Ed Sheeran has a coke problem. I know he had some alcohol issues, but people think, and of course, again, this is all alleged. People think it's Andy Cohen.
Really?
Yes.
I can see him getting like drunk and making a fool.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about the Coca-Cola stuff.
Blind item number two. It looked like the A-list everything in her mind celebrity and her husband must have gotten a twofer when it came to Botox and fillers. Much like her husband the night before at an event, our A-lister in her mind could not make any facial expressions last night.
Nicole Kidman?
Uh-uh.
And Keith Urban?
People think it's Ben Affleck and J-Lo because people were making comments about Ben Affleck's face at the Tom Brady roast.
Oh.
And then apparently J-Lo was just super, alleged Botoxed out at the Met Gala.
So they don't know what each other feeling at all.
Okay, number three. When you are one of the hosts, you are really expected to understand the assignment. The editor is exempt from that rule, but she likes to enforce it on the host, and the actress slash singer already mentioned displeased the editor with their effort.
The actress?
J-Lo?
Yeah, people think this one is also about J-Lo as well. But I got a bunch of these, so we can continue Met Gala mysteries.
That should be about Chris Hemsworth, if anybody.
Well, there's one about Chris Hemsworth, ooh, but we'll get to it tomorrow. I'm trying to tease it, and it's not going well.
on the show that I am currently speaking on tomorrow at some point.
The show that you're listening to, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
The Burt Show.